Follow me. It's right here in this cave. I've set up lanterns and tatami mats. You'll see, it's very comfortable. Here we are. Make yourself comfortable. Take off your geta, your beautiful anatta. Can I call you that? I know we don't know each other yet, but I feel like I've known you my whole life. You know, it's extremely rare that I bring someone back here. You are extremely lucky. Tonight, I was so hungry. I couldn't resist. Yes, Anatta. I am the predator and you are my prey. I brought you into this cave because you looked so delicious. I'm going to devour you. You're excited. Perfect. Me too. Help me take off my kimono and hobi, Anatta. Here, I slide it to the floor. Do you like my naked body? My skin is as pale and milky as the moon. I rarely go out in the sun. You don't believe me? It's true. I don't need anything, just a man from time to time. When I'm alone, I stay in the dark. I'm used to it. Enough chatter. I always start by feeding on my prey's sperm. I'm going to kneel in front of you and take off your momoiki. I want your cock in my mouth, Anatta. You're already so big and hard. Yes. Yes, Anatta. Grab me by the hair. What's going on? Why are you moving away? Yes, my eyes have changed color. It's nothing. My irises disappear when I'm excited. Don't worry, I can still see. And that won't stop me from sucking you off. You liked having your dick in my mouth, didn't you? So come back here. Grab my hair again like you did a few minutes ago. I'm not going to move anymore. I want you to shove your cock between my lips until you come. Don't hop back. I really like it. I'm going to stroke my pussy at the same time. Come on, do what I tell you. Mm-hmm. delicious. But why are you screaming? Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that after swallowing can, I start to transform. What you see on my back are my 8 legs. I'm not human, Anata. I'm a Jorogumo, a spider woman. I told you you were my prey, but you thought I was only talking about sex. Yes, you will be my meal tonight. It's been a long time since I've eaten. I have to be careful. Many of my sisters have been killed by humans. There aren't many of us left, and I'm forced to live here in hiding. I rarely go out, only when the hunger becomes unbearable. Then, when I find a new prey, I devour it entirely. I leave absolutely nothing, not even the bones. I won't waste a single piece of your little body, Anata. Anything I don't eat tonight will be carefully preserved in my web. This was just a taste of my Patreon audio. Curious to hear how it all unfolds? The full story is waiting for you on Patreon. Join me there. Check out the link below.